Chaz and AJ Premier Auto Group News.
It's not over in West Haven. The election was 2 weeks ago. It was so close, they had to do a recount. A recount was done. And now Barry Lee Cohen and his attorney are saying, we don't like how that recount went. And the attorney, Vincent Marino, is on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning, buddy.
What did you say?
I said, good morning, Vinny.
Oh, I thought you said V. I'm like, do you know him?
No.
Like, this is breaking news.
No. I've known many attorneys, not him yet.
Okay.
But thank you.
So what's the problem that you guys have?
The problem that we have is we have ballots counted that should have been rejected. We have chain of custody concerns with respect to ballots. We have the failure to follow the law. And we have people who are not entitled to cast ballots voting in the election.
Like who?
In my complaint, I name one person specifically, a 78-year-old female that has not lived in West Haven since November of 2018.
No.
Nope. She lives in Hamden.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
There are a number of issues that need to be looked at before this election can be determined to represent the true will of the people of West Haven.
Okay. What do you think your chances are? And if you succeed in this case, do you think you'll overturn the election result?
Well, if we succeed, that is what will happen. Succeeding is going to be very difficult. These lawsuits are not simple. The burden is very high. The court is going to not want to get involved if it can avoid getting involved. And one of the things what we're going to need to establish is that there's sufficient evidence to support that the irregularities, but for the irregularities, the outcome might have been different.
Hmm.
So what do we know? We got 32 votes.
Oh, I got you. You have to show that, hey, this stuff that we're talking about, it's a game changer. You can't go in and say, hey, this stuff shouldn't have happened. It's like, yeah, okay, well, fine.
I got to show 33 irregularities.
Okay. So you got one down.
You have to show 33 votes that would be bad.
Yeah. So you got one down.
Exactly.
This lady.
Do you have that?
Well, you know what? We may. We have, number one, we got 15 election nights, 7:30 p.m. Democrat registrar of voters walks into the counting room with a handful of ballots, telling the counters, I got a handful of ballots here for you.
Uh-huh.
None of those ballots were endorsed as the law requires. We don't know where they came from. All of those ballots should have been rejected.
Was that person questioned?
Not yet.
Like, where'd they get the ballots from?
Right. Why is your handwriting?
Yeah.
Similar handwriting.
That's the reason why the law requires an endorsement of the clerk when the absentee ballot is received at City Hall, so that we can verify the legitimacy of the ballot. Those 12 to 15 ballots should have been rejected. So now we're halfway to where we need to be. So do we have a tough road ahead of us? Yeah. Is there a legitimate questions to be answered? Absolutely.
Okay. When do you get in front of a judge?
Once the judge says so.
So the judge could say, "Nah, I don't want to hear this."
Yeah, I don't feel like it.
No.
He or she has to hear it.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So what do you think? You have days or weeks?
Days. Probably days. Within 5 to 10 days.
So you really have to put together everything before then, no?
Yes.
Crunch time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have a half dozen witnesses that we will be presenting to discuss the issues on election day, the failure to follow the law, the concerns with the ballots, and issues with residency.
Wow.
So, if anything, it's a fascinating case.
I just, no one knew it was going to be this close. So
no one knew. That's true.
So I don't know, like, someone who walks in with 15 ballots, Do they really think they're going to? Because they don't know at that time.
Yeah.
It's going to be 32 votes. Someone walks in like, hey, I got some ballots. They don't think they're changing the election with 15.
Well, here's the thing. There's this the FBI. They show up about 10 days before the election and start, you know, publicizing what they're doing. There's a scandal throughout the administration, and the people who are, I call, within the political bubble, they're reading the returns, they're seeing who's voting, and they know, based upon the turnout numbers, whether or not the election is tighter than they're comfortable for. So, I don't have any evidence to say today that those 15 ballots were fraudulent, but I can say that those 15 ballots should have been rejected because they were not properly endorsed.
But so, you don't know if 7 were for Juan and 7 were for your guy, right?
I do. I know the answer to that question.
All 15 were for the mayor?
All 15 was for the mayor. So what happens when they open up the ballots, before they feed them into the machine, they can obviously look at them. And I have a counter who looked at them and said every single one was for the Democrat.
Yeah. Interesting.
So now I'm not shocked by that. We're in West Haven. Republicans are outnumbered 5-1.
That's true.
So it's not shocking to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still curious.
Mm.
So
that doesn't even sound like you think you're going to overturn this.
That's not true. I think we have a very solid case. See, part of the issue is, and I don't want to get too technical with the law with you, but
please don't.
I'm going to try to.
I'll glaze right over.
I'm a lawyer, so please push back on me. There's a failure. There was a breakdown in the electoral process from the beginning to the end.
Right. So, I appreciate that overview. We could all understand that. But you're going to have to prove 33 votes bad.
And I got 710.
That's not terrible.
You got 710 bad ones?
I have 710 ballots that I believe I have a very good argument should be rejected.
Oh, crap.
Nice.
Well, that's better than you started out. Why didn't you start out with that?
Yeah, leave with that next time.
Well, it's a teaser.
Oh, gotcha.
No. You got to get our attention right in the beginning.
Right. Snap.
Yeah. You've only got days here.
I thought I was talking to a loser this whole time. I thought you were going to lose this.
No offense.
I'm like, isn't it cute that he thinks he's going to win? You got to start with the headline. It's a 32-vote margin. I have 700 I think are going to be tossed. That gets my attention.
Yep.
Right. At the end of the day, that is the ultimate argument is all of the absentee ballots should be rejected because there was a complete breakdown
all
in the absentee ballot process.
Okay. Now, yeah. Boy, good luck with that one.
When all the absentee ballots get kicked out, my client wins by about 65 votes.
Okay. But they're not going to disenfranchise voters because some doofus at City Hall screwed up.
They might. I got Connecticut Supreme Court decisions that support my position.
So you're saying you'll take this to the Supreme Court?
I'm saying this issue has been to the Supreme Court.
Oh.
When does the Secretary of State has to validate the election results? Clearly that hasn't happened yet.
I'm not exactly sure of the specific timeline.
Because when she stamps
that's it. Yeah.
Right?
Game's over.
I think a court can reverse the election.
Take a stamp off.
I have very limited knowledge in this, but I remember the presidential election in Florida. Once the attorney general stamped that, it was done.
Game over.
I call it the red flag in football. You got to get it on the field before they snap the next play.
Right.
And that's why there's a tight timeline in the filing of the lawsuit, 14 days from the date of election. We threw our red flag on the field before they snapped the next play.
Why don't you guys, like, she could be the mayor Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Barry could be the mayor Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Alternate Sundays.
Yeah, split the time.
Yeah.
That could prove interesting. I mean, I'm sure the two love each other at this point.
Yeah, of course. Right?
Man, those two.
Constantly changing the furniture in there.
A lot of heat between them.
I want the desk over here, damn it.
let me, we're talking to Vincent Marino, attorney for Barry Lee Cohen. There's still a fight over who is really going to be the next mayor of West Haven. Lori from North Haven is on. What do you know?
What do I know? Well, I'm one of the researchers that's going through the absentee ballots. So what I do is I started with District 1, started with the first one. And last night I started going through, I went through 25 of them. Out of the 25, there was a problem with 17 of them. Meaning they're not voters in West Haven because they live someplace else. They do not live in West Haven. And I have proof. And that's only the first 25.
Are you neutral?
There's problems with 17.
Are you neutral or do you work for?
I'm neutral. I work for a nonprofit. I work for a Fight Voter Fraud, which it's a nonprofit. And we believe one vote for one legal voter. And what I'm finding is these people are not legal voters because they do not live in West Haven. Now, I was at the recount.
You said you found 17 of them?
Yeah, 17 problems. And that's just the first 25 in District 1.
Vincent, did you know about this Lori here?
No. I met him at the recount, but I haven't talked to him since. So he doesn't know the evidence I have.
Vincent, is this news for you?
He does now.
Yeah, yes. I can tell you right now, mathematically, this whole report of the 700, I'm betting, if I keep researching what I'm doing, over half of this report is going to be fraudulent.
You just seem a little too enthusiastic about this. You don't sound
these
neutral.
People don't exist.
Well, it's exciting.
You know, I will say this. I was not including this issue of residency in the complaint. But yesterday at 3 o'clock, approximately 2 hours before my deadline, I was tipped off to this issue. And I investigated it myself with respect to one individual, and that was the individual that I found that lives in Hamden that voted in West Haven. So this is a real issue.
Wow.
I don't know if it's as significant as the caller said, but we're going to investigate it.
Okay.
I'm finding people that are like 138 years old registered to vote in West Haven.
West Haven's nice, but
if they're still alive, I'd like to meet them.
Sounds like Cherry Street in Milford.
Oh my God! And they're still driving. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. All right. I'm interested now. I like a good drama.
A good fight.
Yeah, I like a good fight. Wow.
It'll definitely be a good fight.
Okay.
All right. Vincent. Oh, do you know if this group that's this Fight Voter Fraud, is this a group that you brought into the mix?
I did not bring them in. I did meet them on the day of the canvas, and two individuals handed me their cards. To be honest with you, I threw those cards in my pocket, and they went through the washing machine, so I don't have the cards anymore.
That doesn't sound very organized.
Seriously, that's something I do.
So yesterday, I Googled them and I wrote down their information, but I have not yet gotten what they.
Lori, why is your group involved?
Well, I was notified by a person in West Haven that I worked with, the Margaret Stryker campaign last year.
So this is not you're not a Republican group. You're not a.
No, we're bipartisan.
Wow.
We are bipartisan.
Hmm.
And I worked with this gentleman, helping him out in West Haven. With the Margaret Stryker campaign. I met him through the Margaret Stryker campaign when she went. And he just texted me out of the blue, and he's like, Lori, he goes, are you still doing that voter integrity thing? And I'm like, yeah, why? What's up? He goes, listen, I'm going to put your name in and everything. He goes, because West Haven's doing a recount. And I'm like, okay. So we got involved. We went down there and everything. The director of Fight Voter Fraud and I were observers. And what I found, what I looked at and observed, I mean, they were literally erasing from the poll book of when they were doing the recount. They were erasing totals. I saw this, and so did she, and we reported it. They were erasing totals. So, I mean, and there was more, too. They found an absentee ballot in one of the machines. You know, you're supposed to look at all the machines and everything before you zero out the tape. They also found like hundreds of ballots in one of the machines from an election of 2010. I'm like, okay, this is total neglect.
Yep.
All right, Lori, I got to go, and then I'm going to wrap up with you, Vincent. Yeah. Final thoughts?
Yeah, I will say with respect to this organization, you know, I kind of took a pause when, you know, I wasn't sure if they were a fringe group. And, you know, that's why I washed their probably washed their business cards. But
wait, you probably washed their business cards? Why wouldn't you just throw them in the garbage can?
Well, because it was I probably didn't. It was probably my wife.
But, yeah. Like you didn't care. Yeah. You saw the cards. Right. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it was like, oh, my God, this can't be real. But, you know, when I started looking into them yesterday, they actually were involved in a lawsuit against the town of Hamden. Regarding absentee ballots that was filed in the New Haven Superior Court, removed to the federal court, and there was a stipulation entered with respect to how that town is going to handle absentee ballots going forward. So this seems like it is a legitimate group.
Cool.
And, right. Well, you should get her number. It sounds like she has a lot of information that you could use.
Seriously.
I thank you for connecting us.
Well, she called in, so thank her. But thank you for coming on, and interested to follow this one.
Good luck.
I like a good drama.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Attorney Marino, working for Barry Lee Cohen, the opponent, and what we thought, who was the loser of the West Haven mayoral election, maybe not. Hmm.